It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This week, presidential politics could actually be standing in the way of a deal in the state legislature on money for roads.
Just stick with us on this.
Right. Okay. So in the past couple of weeks, we've seen just this flurry of deal making, bipartisan deal making. Democrats at the table in Republican-controlled Lansing on raising the minimum wage and the Detroit Rescue Package.
But let's be careful about declaring bipartisanship is at hand in Lansing. When you break down the Detroit votes, for example, you see two very different pictures in the House and in the Senate.
Indeed. In the House, almost all the Republicans voted for the rescue. A few Democrats were the holdouts.
In the Senate, Democrats made up the difference as most Republicans, 16 out of 26, voted no on the major bills in the Detroit package.
And what that says is that the parameters of each deal were different, depending on whether it's the House or Senate. For example, a larger proportion of the Republicans in the Senate have really serious primaries.
Now look back at the minimum wage. Republicans were willing to give up a lot to try and kill the petition drive to push the state minimum wage above $10 an hour and apply it equally to tipped workers. Democrats, in the end, wanted to force an increase in the minimum wage that would take effect no matter what happens with the petition drive.
So separate, opposite interests, really, that drove the R's and the D's to find a way to meet in the middle. But we still have one big issue hanging out there: transportation funding, money for roads, where the political math says Governor Snyder and the Republicans just can't pass an increase without Democratic support.
That is, they can't hit the numbers they need in both the House and the Senate, where a lot of Republicans don't want to vote for new revenue, that is, new taxes.
And Democrats say, as part of a transportation deal, if they're going to vote for raising the gas tax or putting a bigger sales tax on the ballot, that they need some working class tax relief.
The earned income tax credit, maybe, or some new exemptions or credits targeted at lower income taxpayers.
Yes, but here's where things get interesting. The discussions are also, shall we say, a little more global.
Yes, Democrats are putting some other big conditions on the table. The transportation package, more than $1 billion a year in new revenue for roads, is their last best chance to negotiate for what's going to happen through the rest of this session, especially after the elections. Lame duck, when things could get really ugly.
Remember 2012 and right to work.
There are two other big asks from Democrats in exchange for votes on roads. Some solid guarantees in written and or public statements from Governor Snyder that, first, he will not roll back prevailing wage laws here in Michigan.
And the second ask?
That he will not sign any changes to Michigan's winner-take-all system for casting its 16 electoral college votes for presidents. That is a promise that would have to last through the balance of a second term if Snyder wins one.
Right. Republicans, some Republicans at least, want to change the current system to instead make it winner-take-all by congressional districts, which would be a critical, critical change to Michigan and the nation's presidential electoral math. Because, remember, Republicans in Lansing, they're the ones that drew the congressional district lines.
So apportioning electoral votes by congressional district would have, in 2012, actually given more of them to Romney, even though President Obama won the state by almost 10 points. By the way, the sixth straight Michigan presidential victory for Democrats. And that's why the price for Democratic support for transportation revenue could be a don't touch the Electoral College promise from Republicans.
You can't touch this. Touch this. Can't touch this.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio. What am I doing?